Welcome to Season 2 of the Healthcare Fraud Shield podcast. Healthcare Fraud Shield is the leading provider of fraud, waste, and abuse detection software to healthcare payers. Our innovative suite of integrated products includes AI, prepayment, postpayment for both medical and pharmacy, case management, and a reporting tool. If you'd like more information about Healthcare Fraud Shield, please visit our website at www.hcfraudshield.com. Thank you for listening. Hi, welcome to the Healthcare Fraud Shield podcast. My name is Karen Weintraub. I am an Executive Vice President with Healthcare Fraud Shield, and today we are going to talk about prepayment. A lot of companies focus on postpayment and the pay and chase model, which we know can be a little bit of a challenge. It's very difficult to recoup 100% of the savings. It takes a long time. You know, there's just a lot that goes into it, not just the time, but the resources as well. So a lot of companies want to focus on how to best approach prepayment. Also has its own unique challenges, but if you do it right, you can certainly save time and money and resources to be able to focus on some of the other areas of importance as well. So of course, at Healthcare Fraud Shield, we do have our own module called PreShield, and it does work with all of our tools and is fully integrated, but we're not going to talk about our tool itself. We just want to talk about just the process of prepayment. So the first thing is, what is prepayment? It might seem pretty straightforward. You think that you're stopping the claims before payment, but there are definitely some nuances to how different companies approach it. Some look at a prepayment solution that is outside of their existing claim systems. Some have solutions that are embedded within their claim systems, and some use both. You may be looking at a tool that looks at things prior to adjudication or post-adjudication, but again, before the claims actually get paid. It helps when you're trying to avoid that pay and chase, which again takes time, money, and resources. So what's the why behind prepayment? Well, again, that time, money, and resources issue. We want to be able to stop things we know should not get paid before they get paid, because there are typically things that fall under the fraud category, the waste category, abuse, and error. Some things are just done incorrectly, and they're not done that way intentionally. So you can use either analytics to stop things that we know shouldn't get paid. You can also just create your own rules. Maybe I know that I should monitor a particular procedure code and diagnosis code that when billed together should never get paid. Or maybe I've identified a provider whose license has been revoked and after a certain date they shouldn't be getting paid. So you want to be able to either create your own rules or use analytics or use advanced analytics such as AI to be able to monitor claims on prepayment. Using any of those methods, you can monitor individual claims, you can monitor providers, members, groups, and really any data attribute that's being fed into a prepay solution. When I talk about the pay and chase model, you know, we talk about how difficult it is to recoup the funds. Again, that time, money, and resources. And I would ask anyone who's listening, how many of you have been able to recoup 100% of an identified overpayment when you were looking at things in a post-payment world? I can actually recall one specific occasion where I actually recouped quickly 100%. Outside of that, usually it's going to take, again, that time, you're talking 6 months, 9 months, in some cases a year or more. And you're unlikely to recoup that full 100%. So which departments usually have a vested interest in prepayment? I would say a good portion of them. It's not just an SIU or a special investigations unit issue, but it could involve payment integrity. And there's a lot of crossover between SIU and payment integrity. Compliance, perhaps you want to monitor someone who is maybe on an exclusion list. You know, there's a variety of other areas as well that have an interest in working together with the other departments to have a solid prepayment process. And it's much easier to control on prepayment to be able to recoup overpayments and to monitor things, again, before they get paid. So where in the process do we want to stop claims? So we mentioned before, it could be before adjudication, could be after adjudication. The reason why I'm reiterating this point is that it's really important for a prepay solution to be flexible. You have to accommodate various situations, and every payer has a different claim system, or in some cases, multiple claim systems, which can make it even more of a challenge. So being able to incorporate different ways of doing it, especially for those companies that have 3, 4, 5, I think we even work with some folks who've got 10 to 12 different claim systems. So you need to be able to accommodate all of the different ways of doing things. So what are some of those other obstacles or challenges? Not just the ability to be flexible, but that time component. So for those, especially those in an SIU, from our experience in the industry, not just from what we've done, but just talking to our clients and even non-clients, most prepay processes are very, very time consuming and very tedious. There's just a lot of manual work that goes into the whole process, from the way that they go about it. A lot of times, if they're using their own systems, they have to request something to go on to prepay. And sometimes that can take a while. So you want to take away some of those pain points. And that's some of the things that we try to do. In order to get something on prepay, we have a real-time rule creation. So you want to make sure that you're able to put things on prepay quickly. Then you want to figure out, what are the best algorithms? And again, that can also be a challenge. What's going to produce the best results based on my time and the resources that we have? So we want to eliminate the manual work. We want to be able to create rules quickly. And the other thing that we want to do is to be able to create decisions on those claims quickly as well. I know a lot of people who have a long copy and paste method of making a decision and looking at things in a very manual process. So again, taking away those pain points, you want to work with an organization that has created a workflow that makes all of that much easier and saves your folks a lot of time. Another common complaint we hear is that people can't stop things on prepay timely. So I talked about that real-time prepay rule creation. So that doesn't involve just getting a rule or getting something on prepay timely, and not, you know, so a lot of folks have to request something to be on prepay, but it's being able to also turn it off timely as well. So what if I'm monitoring a particular provider, or I'm monitoring a particular code combination? I want to tell the system that I want to look at it now, as soon as the data comes through prepay, and then I also want to tell it an hour from now to stop doing it, or 3 hours from now, or tomorrow. You need to have that flexibility to be able to do things timely. So that's one of the existing challenges. So again, you know, what we strive to do is to take away a lot of those pain points. So going through all of that, a couple of other things that we can talk about. What if I want to stop things by unusual data attributes? So typically, again, listening to the folks in the industry, they have a pretty easy time saying, I want to stop the claims from John Doe. His provider ID is 12345. And that's not a problem. I know several companies that have challenges with being able to incorporate other types of IDs as a flag. Some companies aren't able to stop things via tax ID. Some companies aren't able to stop things by an NPI. So again, having the flexibility to be able to stop things or stop things for review, not just stop and deny, by any data point. So maybe I want to look at provider John Doe by these NPI IDs, but only for these procedure codes and only for these codes that are billed in this time frame. And maybe I want to add more to that. Maybe I want to look at only a certain place of service, or maybe I want to look at only certain diagnoses. So being able to look for combinations of characteristics and, again, having that flexibility. From a compliance standpoint, how about creating prepay analytics that look at things such as providers who are on the exclusion list or the SAMS list or who have weird addresses that you want to monitor? Any external data component or data source that we bring in can also be incorporated into prepay. The other thing you can do is not just look at providers. We talked about looking at other data attributes. So maybe I want to look at prepay on a specific member or a specific code, regardless of who the member or provider is. And I want to be able to use either specific rules or, again, use more advanced analytics. So that is something to make sure when you're evaluating different tools that they can accommodate all of those different things. So in summary, we want to make sure we make the prepayment process easier for everyone, less time consuming, less tedious, be able to increase your ROI or results. And in addition to all of that, the process is not only important, that workflow piece is not only important, but being able to measure it. I know a lot of folks, when looking at things on prepay, they definitely struggle with being able to measure the ROI. Sometimes claims come in more than once in the process. So how do I account for not inflating or duplicating that claim in my numbers? So that is another area that we take very seriously. So you want to make sure that you account for the ROI accurately. And of course, you want to make sure that you can incorporate all the different types of data, advanced analytics, that external data I talked about, being able to create your own rules, use everything that you have at your fingertips to get you the best results possible. And finally, having your prepay solution work closely and integrated and embedded with the rest of the solution that you're working with. Having prepay and postpay together, having prepay and a case management tool together, again, increases your efficiencies. So a couple things to keep in mind. If you'd like to learn more about what Healthcare Fraud Shield has to offer, you can always go to our website at www.hcfraudshield.com. And you can also send us an email at info@hcfraudshield.com. So thank you for listening today, and we will be back soon.